AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. About 2 weeks ago, a truck fire under an elevated portion of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia caused it to collapse, creating massive traffic problems. Today, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro was there for the reopening of that section of the road.
When I stood here 12 days ago, I must say there was a pessimism in the air, one that I believe has lingered in this city and in this Commonwealth for far too long. And today, all of us here together prove them wrong.
It's an interim six-lane roadway that will serve drivers during construction of a permanent bridge in Philadelphia. InfoWars host Owen Schroyer pleaded guilty to charges related to the Capitol riot. Schroyer didn't enter the Capitol on the day of the riot. He led rioters chanting near the top of the Capitol steps. The guilty plea is to a misdemeanor charge of illegally entering a restricted area and carries a maximum sentence of 1 year behind bars. Titanic director James Cameron says the search operation for a deep-sea tourist submersible near the wreck of the Titanic turned into a nightmarish charade that prolonged the agony of the families of the passengers.
Warnings went unheeded to take place at the same exact site with all the diving that's going on all around the world. I think it's just astonishing. It's really quite surreal.
Cameron was on ABC's Good Morning America. Five people died in the submersible, the Titan. The Supreme Court rejected a Republican-led challenge to a long-blocked Biden administration policy that prioritizes the deportation of immigrants who are deemed to pose the greatest risk to public safety or were picked up at the border. The Supreme Court upheld a section of federal law used to prosecute people who encourage illegal immigration, ruling against a California man who offered adult adoptions he falsely claimed would lead to U.S. citizenship. This is AP News. There is a huge recall of Baby Shark toys.
About 7.5 million singing and swimming Baby Shark bath toys are being recalled after multiple impalements, lacerations, and puncture wounds are reported. The California-based toy maker Zuru says it's recalling both full-size and mini versions of its robotic Baby Shark toys that have top fins made of hard plastic. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says 12 injuries have already been reported. Consumers who own the toy should contact Zuru for a full refund. The company did say the newest Baby Shark toys, which have a silicone fin, are not part of the recall. I'm Shelley Adler.
Pop star Kesha and producer Dr. Luke settled nearly a decade of suits and countersuits over her accusation he drugged and raped her and his claim that she made it up and defamed him, with Kesha saying only God knows what happened that night. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In a quiet Chicago suburb, a star wrestler goes missing weeks before his high school graduation, shattering his mother's carefully curated image of the perfect family. Upstanding Young Man by Sharon Doering is a pulse-pounding thriller with complicated family dynamics, perfect for fans who love suspense. NYT bestselling author Reed Farrell Coleman describes it as tense, evocative, and surprising. Upstanding Young Man grabs you and won't let go. Available now wherever books are sold.